I did that last time too, but I didn't. The court reporter was saying something about unless Ms. Story gives me permission, I still can't get the transcripts from her. So I'm stuck right now unless you give me permission to get.
I will give you permission.
Okay.
Okay.
So you want to split this one then?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
So you're obligated now.
Yeah, I'll pay the $125, right? Is that what it is for the per diem or whatever?
And then they charge per page.
Right, per page, $5 per page or something like that. Right, I understand that.
Okay.
Okay.
I want that to be in the order because it's best if you put everything in the order. If this gentleman understands the business transaction in our court reporter, he's going to pay the share one half per diem plus
yes.
any expenses that he may incur as a result of asking for all portion of the transcript will be borne by him.
Okay.
All right. Ms. Story?
Yes. So,
okay.
Give me a minute.
I'm sorry. I don't know exactly how this works.
Just do it now.
Okay.
Your Honor, the motion that we are here on today is a motion for violation of the order of the court that was August 14th of 19. And after the order was entered, there was a pretty scary communication from Mr. Fenton. I am not here today to argue about that motion necessarily. The more pressing matter, and that is what his response, that is the lengthy response we received this morning, it deals more with the issues of why he made those statements and those type of things. But the more pressing issue, Your Honor, was the deadlines for getting this house sold. So have a piece of property, 1986 Sunnyside Drive in Brentwood. You ordered that it be sold by auction. You ordered the attorneys to select an auctioneer, which we did. And we got a referral from the Chancery Court Clerk's office. And that, it ended up, it was Pat Marlin, who was actually a realtor, but he does auctions. And he used the services of Clyde Anderson. You'll know Clyde. He had done auctions for many years around here. And his son, Tommy Anderson, is now in the business. So Mr. Anderson went out to the property with Ms. Fenton. Mr. Fenton, we had some difficulty with the scheduling date, but we were able to get into the house. Mr. Anderson, Mr. Duke, who was Mr. Fenton's previous lawyer, and Ms. Yarborough from my office went to the property. Ms. Fenton tagged the items like your order told her to, and it was our understanding that Mr. Fenton would be out of the house by September 1. He said he was going to Michigan, and that's where his, I think, mother lives. I don't know. I know his father has a lake home in Tennessee. That's where we thought maybe would be more logical for him to go, but that is up to him where he wants to go. What is obvious, Your Honor, is you're going to have to set a date for him to be out. The order said it would go on the, it would be auctioned 45 days from August 1st. And so that would be, this is in your order of August the 16th. It would be 45 days from the date of August 1st. The marital residence would be sold by auction. I have the auction contract here for Mr. Fenton to sign. And I'm asking him to do that today. If for any reason he refuses to sign, I'm asking the court to put in the order that Ms. Fenton have the authority to execute any and all documents necessary for Mr. Anderson to get this property sold. The other thing I think is important, Your Honor, is it was in the order already. It's September 15th, but I'm asking that he be, he said he was moving September 1st. That is Sunday.
That was my tenants move out by then, and then I had 45 days, so it was for me.
That is not true. He says he had 45 days after September 1st to move, but that wouldn't even make sense.
Okay, what's the court order say? Because I don't want to stick with that.
The court order says the motion to sell the marital residence by auction is granted, and the same shall be auctioned within 45 days from the date of August 1st.
Okay.
So he's got to be out for them to get this place ready to go.
All right. What date did you suggest?
I have seen correspondence where he said September 1st. Now he's saying he can't. So I would suggest September 3rd, which is next Tuesday, and I would like the order to reflect that the Williamson County Sheriff's Department will accompany him, and at this point,
off the property,
and I don't think he needs to take any property. That what he did, Your Honor, we in this response he filed, they had a TV, a Sony TV, a big screen that my client's brother had given her. He now tells me in this response he sold it for $1,000. And then the other thing, there was a dehumidifier in the basement that was like a $2,500 to $3,500 dehumidifier for moisture. He sold that. So if you let him take anything out at this point, it's going to be sold, and he's dissipating marital assets, which would be in violation of the restraining order.
Okay.
And at this point, Mr. Anderson has, he can tag everything. They videoed everything. They videoed all property. We will not disturb anything. If we have to use proceeds to get a storage unit, we can do that for Mr. Fenton's belongings. Mr. Fenton, in his response, says he has a fear of heights. And so driving to Michigan, he has to drive over the Cincinnati Bridge.
Yeah, that's really hard for him.
And so he said he can't drive a U-Haul over it. So if we could just let him take his clothing, his jewelry, his personal effects, whatever he needs that he can pack in his car and not have to drive a U-Haul with furniture at this point, that might be the best thing to do.
So
if he will just tag...
Where does my furniture move then? I'm sorry. I just...
If he will tag the items that he wants, like my client tagged the items per your order, if he'll just put a tag on the items he wants, we'll make sure that those get stored. And then we can use the proceeds from the sale. We're going to deposit those into the clerk's office. And we can use those to pay for that storage unit. And then when he gets ready to come here and get his things, or maybe he wants to use some of his proceeds to have them shipped to him, since he, you know, does have a fear of driving the U-Haul. So I'm trying my best to be as accommodating to him and considering his condition. That, you know, this is going to be a simple process for him. He can take his clothes, his personal property, be out September 3rd. We will tag everything, take care of it. Mr. Anderson is not going to destroy property. That's all I'm asking for. And if he would sign the listing agreement today and we put in the order that it be, that she have the authority to sign any other necessary documents in case he does go to Michigan. It would be a little bit logistically difficult to do that.
What do you want to do with this violation?
Just continue it. We can just reset that portion of the motion. He just filed a response today.
Okay.
I'm fine to, the ex parte remains in effect anyway under the order of the court, and he has not had any, I haven't seen any further violations of that order. The selling the marital property is a concern to me, but I can deal with that at the final hearing. One of the things, too, is you might want to waive mediation in this case. I have requested in my motion that mediation be waived. There is an order of protection where they are not to be around each other. It would be difficult for a mediator to accommodate that, and I think it really is just settling personal property. They don't have any, and then whatever comes from the proceeds. They have no children.
Okay, sir, let me talk to you about one thing.
Okay.
We're narrowing the issues before the court today.
Okay.
All right? We're not going to be talking about the violation of the order of protection. That's going to be reset.
Okay.
So all these documents you have don't apply to.
Well, the back portion of them does talk about the mayor of residence, but there's a lot of it that's about what you're saying. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, let me just tell you this, and I just want to be clear about this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get into an emotional discussion about what I will do and what I won't do.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me just tell you how it works. Once I put a court order down, I really expect people to obey.
Yes.
Yeah. So the only way a judge can enforce a court order, if someone refuses to do it, and we're seeing it more and more, people just what they want to do, not really paying attention to the court order.
Right.
And I'm taking my time to tell you this because I don't want you and me to have problems.
No.
So let me tell you, my personal feeling is, as a judge who does not back up his or her court order is worthless.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have a reasonable excuse for disobeying an order, I will certainly hear it. The last thing I want to do is put someone in jail for violating an order.
That's the last thing I want, too.
So you and I have to understand.
Right.
So you don't know me, but I do mean what I say.
I believe that.
Okay, good. So we can dispense with the rest of that.
And just as a question, were we saying I disobeyed a court order because I had tried? Okay.
No, we don't have anything like that really in front of us. But, let me tell you what I'm going to do here because we have to get moving.
Right. Can I still tell a little bit of my side? Or before you rule on all that?
Brief.
Okay. So basically on my side, the narrative that's been brought to the court so far is completely fraudulent about my person, about who I am, about me being violent, all of this stuff. The documentation I provided you with shows that my wife is a highly skilled handgun instructor who owns assault weapons, has 5,000 rounds of ammunition under her bed. I mean, she is trained by the NRA, certified by the state of Tennessee to do rape prevention, pepper spray, and everything. So the whole guise of the of feeling physically endangered was never true. She tried to do that with her first attorney. She called the police. I know, but that's basically the tone under which everything else is laid, and that's what I have a problem.
I practiced law for 35 years, long, hard years in the trenches.
Right.
I am trained to separate things in my mind that are important.
Okay.
And things that are unimportant.
Okay.
And I'm not going to be rude to you, but you've got to trust me here. If you were a lawyer, I'd be telling you the same thing. I'd be saying, lawyer, that's not relevant to me right now.
Right.
I don't really care about all that.
Right.
That's for another day.
Okay.
But let me just tell you this. These are really easy issues. I have got to put an order down for you to be out of that house.
I understand that.
On September 3rd.
Can I speak a little more for sir?
No.
I can't be out that quick, Your Honor. Everything that I own is left in personal property. To say that I just take my clothes and lose everything that I've owned all my life is not fair. That is not at all fair. And I don't mean to be hard. I'm willing to do things as quick as possible, but I cannot possibly move out without 2 weeks' time to do it. And I need to have some time where I know that there's not going to be any more litigation for a while because I can't, with the ADHD, and one of the things I provide you is something from my psychiatrist on the different disorders I have, but I cannot physically do being a lawyer, playing lawyer, and packing at the same time. For example, this I spent the whole last week on.
Sir, I respect it. But we all have burdens.
Well, no.
Wait a minute. Okay. We all have burdens. Everybody in this room has things going on in their lives to one extent or another, just like you did.
Right.
I can't make excuses for that.
I'm not asking.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want you and I to get crossways with each other.
I don't either.
We have to get a date set.
Okay.
I'm not going to make it 2 weeks.
Well, originally we had said the 45th, and that's when I understood at that date I had to be out. I'd never communicated with her anything other than that. You had said 30 days for my roommates, and that's what I always thought it was. And originally my understanding was I was staying there while we were selling the property, so I could stay there through closing. Now, I understand that's not my preference, and I understand it's not their preference. I'm willing to do that different, but I need to have... I got 3,000 square feet of stuff.
What about September? Another day in September, first week of September.
And again, we're not going to dispose of any of his personal property.
Not taking anything out of there. You understand that, sir?
My understanding is they were going to. No, I don't understand that.
Your personal property, your clothes, personal property being like watch,
furniture. It's all. We already agreed when me and my wife split it up that what was left of the house is mine. What she came and tagged was what's hers.
Okay, this isn't working. What you want to do is be a lawyer.
No, I don't. I can't afford a lawyer.
I'm talking right now.
Okay.
Okay, this is not a bar. Mm-hmm. I have to maintain order.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to get your feelings hurt, but if you get your feelings hurt, that's your business.
Mm-hmm.
I have got to maintain the integrity of this hearing. You need to quit interrupting me.
Okay.
I'm going to make a ruling, and you're going to have to stick with it.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
You're going to have to. We are not touching any of the furniture and furnishings.
So what happens?
You are to tag the items that you would like to have. We'll buy some little tags. You know,
but I wanted to take them with me, so I'm only going over the bridge one time. That's what I was saying.
Well, I know you'd like to do that, but we're not doing that, okay? That's not the fair way to do it. And I'm not going to sit here and explain to you
then
why it's not. It's
okay.
Part of the law that you assume when you stand up and start representing yourself. Assume that you know.
Okay, then I would rather stay in the house while it's on auction.
I can't talk while you're talking.
Okay, I'm sorry. I would rather stay in the house during the auction, if that being the case. The only reason I was going to leave ahead of time is because I'm not going to stay in the house.
You're going to leave September 3rd noon, and you've got to be out of there, or the sheriff will escort you off the property.
So what have I done wrong to receive that kind of treatment, Your Honor? I mean, my wife had 2 months to move out. I mean, we a bunch of trips.
We've already talked about all that. We had a previous hearing. We have a previous court order. You're representing yourself. You're assumed to know everything we've already talked about. I'm not going to go over it with you and spend 4 hours trying to be nice to you when you are presumed to know and understand what we have already done. I'm trying my best to be patient with you, and you're trying my patience. Just...
Yeah, I'm not trying to. My last counselor had told me that I was to stay there.
I'm not interested in what
okay.
I'm sorry. It's not important to me at this point. Now, let's go back to what I was saying. I want you out of the house by 12 noon, September 3rd. If you're not out, the sheriff will escort you off the property. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Number two, you're not to take with you any furniture, any furnishings, anything like that. All of that's going to remain in the home for now. You are to tag the items that you would like to have. That doesn't mean you're going to get them. But if you, may I finish, please?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a yes?
Yes, sir.
You are to tag the items that you would like to have.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, you're to sign this contract today.
On the last court order, you said that I could take my stuff with me after the 10-day walkthrough. That was what your last court order said, and I would like to be able to do that.
The day that you leave, or that you have between now and September 3rd,
mm-hmm.
to get your personal items and you out of there.
Yeah.
You understand that? Personal items, sir. You're not stupid.
Yeah, I mean my furniture, too.
Personal
right?
items, listen, please. Your personal items are your clothes,
mm-hmm.
your personal jewelry, and that's it.
My bed or my furniture or anything?
No furniture. I'm going to say it for the third time. No furniture, no furnishings, no nothing.
Hmm. That wasn't what you said in the last order. I'm just confused.
You're not paying attention. You're not listening to what has happened. You're not paying attention to anything. And I'm not going to spend 3 or 4 hours here at the just trying to be nice to you and go through everything again. I'm just not going to do that. You're expected to know all this. Now, you're choosing to represent yourself. There's nothing I can do about that.
I don't have any of the money.
Excuse me, I'm talking.
Okay.
When you choose to represent yourself, you take it upon yourself to know all rules, the law, everything. Now, that doesn't sound fair, but that's part of why we have to do it. We can't sit here and be your lawyer for you and start explaining things to you.
Okay.
I will try to be as accommodating and as nice to you as I possibly can. I don't think you're accepting that very well.
You're not trying to be stubborn.
You want to fuss with me and argue with me, and that's not what we're going to do.
It's just, I'm not trying to fuss with you and argue with you. It just wasn't what I understood your last order to be, and it wasn't what I...
I'm going to go over it one more time, and that this is the last time.
I've heard you, Your Honor. You don't have
to
go...
No. I don't want there to be any misunderstanding.
Okay.
Because you have interrupted me several times.
Can I say...
I don't want us to come back.
Okay. Can I say one thing?
No.
Okay.
Listen.
Okay.
Don't try my patience.
I'm not trying to.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm really not.
Well, quit being rude.
Okay.
This is what we're doing. You're going to sign this contract now. Give it to him, Ms. Thorpe.
I'm just sitting right here. It's on my head. It's on my head.
You're going to be out of the house. Do not take any furniture, furnishings, or anything. But you're to be out September 3rd at noon. The only thing you can take with you, I'm saying this for the fourth time, because I don't want there to be a misunderstanding. This is going to be a court order. Now, items that you would like to have, that doesn't mean you're going to get them. Tag them. Put a tag on them. Go to the 5 and 10 store, get some red tag, whatever, and say, I want this. Puzzle. Or just put age on it. Something like that. This is common sense.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute, I'm not through.
Okay.
There will be a deputy there to make sure that you follow the court order and do what you're supposed to do. Let me finish. Keep on interrupting. You're not listening to what I'm saying.
Okay.
You're thinking about what you want to tell me. And then I don't want the risk if you come in and say, well, Judge, I don't really understand that. Because I've been down this road with folks who represent themselves. They don't get it. They don't understand. And then they whine, bellyache. You come back and say, that just wasn't fair. Fair is something you do in the fall. This is a courtroom. You are expected to know the rules. I am trying to be as cordial and as nice to you as I can.
Thank you.
But you're not letting me. All right. You signed the agreement. You understand that you're going to be out September 3rd at 12 noon, no later, not 1 minute later. You're to tag the items that you'd like to have before you leave. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Do not, in the meantime, move anything else out of that house. Do not sell anything. Do you understand me? Is that a yes?
Yes. Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry. Yes, Your Honor.
Yes, we're not in a bar.
Okay.
Okay. All right, what else, Ms. Stewart?
That'll do it. We can account for the items he sold at a later time and address.
Okay. Can I make a comment about those, Your Honor?
No.
That was before this was in court. That
no,
was.
Sir. No, sir. I'm sorry. I've got to have a tight rein on this case. There are going to be problems at the beginning, and I'm going to keep a tight rein on whatever I need to do to maintain the integrity of these orders, to maintain the integrity of this lawsuit, and for you to understand what your role is as a litigant representing themselves. I'm going to have to keep a tight rein on you. I would love to be nice and easy.
I just want to be fair.
Let me finish.
Okay.
That would be much easier, but you won't let me do it. So, anything else, Ms. Thorpe?
Since he probably will be moving to Michigan, I would be amenable to him attending the final hearing by telephone if he doesn't want to drive back. I can tell you, I will try to accommodate him in any way I can.
I love you.
And also, the order probably needs to say that Ms. Fenton can execute any other documents that need to be executed because he might not be here to sign anything that Mr. Anderson might need signed. So I'd like to be able to put that in.
All right. Then if you'll clear the order, that will take care of us.
Okay.
That's what we're doing. That's the order report. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ryan. Sir.
Do you have any contact information for you? Oh, I'm sorry.
I think I got that order.